a plan to bolster the city's affordable housing reserve by soliciting donations from residents, was shot down by City Council this week. The idea was brought forward by Cown. J. Fallis, who hoped to raise awareness about donating to the reserve through the holiday season, as citizen donations to the reserve were previously made possible through the citywide garage sale day held this summer. Fallis also requested that city staff explore the potential for soliciting $2 donations to the reserve year-round by adding a donation option on city debit credit machines. The idea, however, was not supported by his council peers. "There'd be a charge if it goes through a credit card, so I'm not sure it's worth it at $2," said Cown. Ralph Cipolla: "I think there's other ways of raising money for affordable housing, other than asking the people for a $2 donation." City staff confirmed Cipolla's concerns, noting associated fees could potentially be higher than any donations received. "If we did something like create a square for tapping, or if we wanted to kind of adjust our machines, there would be a cost associated with that, probably a cost that would be higher than the amount they may receive," said CFO, Treasurer John Henry. Fallis, who was ill, was not present during discussion of his report, and was absent for the remainder of the meeting after closed session discussions on Monday. With Cown: "Fallis not being here, I think it's probably okay just to get some more information, and he can't really speak to his report," suggested Cown. Jeff Chetwerzuk: Cown. Janet Lynn Durnford similarly said she would support requesting a report, noting, "There may be options we're not aware of that perhaps won't cost us so much money." But Cown. Whitney Smith rebutted that staff have clearly stated otherwise. "I think we've just learned right there, very quickly, that this isn't really worth the time, so I think for that reason it isn't worth having a report put together," Smith said. Staff also stated offering in-person financial transactions come at an average cost of $14 to $20 to the taxpayer. Fallis told Aurelia Matters the idea stemmed from council temporarily redirecting $325,000 in funding originally slated for the Affordable Housing Reserve during budget deliberations this year, and he encouraged residents to reach out with ideas to bolster the fund. "I am very interested to hear from citizens about alternative ways to look at raising funds for this important cause. All are welcome to reach out to me at jfallis@aurelia.ca, he said. This motion comes in the wake of City Council temporarily holding back funds for this reserve through the budget process.